We got breaking news. Zelensky says he wants to sign the mineral deal, but Trump says no deal.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. This is Logan Seculo. Will Haynes joining me in studio. Wolf Rick Grinnell joining us later in the broadcast. Have some big breaking news. And today's also the launch of our Life and Liberty Drive. And we have some really big pro-life news, something we've been working on for nearly a year, since last summer. We've been working on this project. You got us here. We're going to reveal all of it this week, including in our third segment of the day. We're going to really break that down. But Will, the big news today, you may have woken up to see the news that, hey, President Zelensky says, you know what? Maybe I will go do that mineral deal. And here's what I said. I said, you know, we're seeing these heated, that heated argument happen live while we were on air on Friday. This is not uncommon in the workplace. This is not uncommon in business, that there are heated debates and arguments. The difference is we saw this in front of a crowd. We saw this in front of the press. We were able to capture it on video. The first time we've seen a president act this way. And then you have a moment where President Zelensky goes, hey, it's not that bad. You know, this isn't that bad with America. Maybe we do want to do that mineral deal. And then there was a response, and that response essentially said, no dice, we're not moving forward right now.
That's right. So Volodymyr Zelensky posted on X a thread where he said that he is ready to move forward with signing this deal, that he's prepared to do this. He said he was grateful for Trump and Congress for bipartisan support of Ukraine through this three-year invasion. And he acknowledged that there was tough dialogue with the White House. But he also didn't leave it at that. He said that he wants the U.S. to stand more firmly on our side and that the deal alone is not enough, stating that a ceasefire without security guarantees is dangerous for Ukraine, and the Ukrainian people need to know that America is on our side. So while he's saying he's still willing to do that, he still doesn't have necessarily the best like praise for it. He's saying that America needs to do more, which is kind of what got him in trouble on Friday. But the Treasury Secretary, who was the author of this minerals deal, who kind of came up with the concept with the president, he said that all President Zelensky has to do is come in and sign this economic agreement and, again, show no daylight between the Ukrainian people and the American people. But that's not currently on the table because of how Zelensky is portraying this. He also said that this was a sequencing issue. It was to show to the Russians that America and Ukraine are in some ways more intertwined because now there's a huge economic deal, and that you have to go through that to then get to the peace deal. You can't have a peace deal without the economic deal. And then he said that Zelensky threw a wrench in this by throwing off that sequence, and that their entire point was to show there is no daylight between the Americans and the Ukrainians on this.
I think we do need to adjust the way we're thinking about this, because I think there is some thought that if you have issues with Ukraine, you're now all of a sudden pro-Putin or pro-Russia, when obviously that's not the case. Now, you'll see the celebrity bases. You'll see the people who really want very basic talk. I saw a lot of people just saying, well, because Trump is against it, now they're against it. That is how it feels. It feels like another political media talking point. And look, good for Zelensky. He rallied up all of Europe to say, we're going to get behind you. You know what? The dude's pretty good about that. He's pretty good at being a master at getting people behind him. He did it again to the American people. The people, I'm talking about like the celebrities, the media culture. And he did it for Europe. You know, the UK is saying they'll send boots on the ground to Ukraine. But what, you know what else we found out? It's not the first time it got heated between a president and Zelensky. And we're going to talk about that coming up. Maybe something you don't remember because it wasn't highly reported as a, you know, earth-shattering moment. It wasn't a World War III-inducing moment. But there are moments from just a few years ago where maybe very similar things were happening. I'd love to hear from you also, 1-800-684-3110, as today we launch our Life and Liberty Drive for the month of March. This is a critical moment. You get your gifts doubled right now. We're going to go through all of the details, including our brand new campaign, our pro-life campaign that we have been building upon for the last 10 months or so. I cannot wait for you to see it. It's incredible. Let's join together. Go to ACLJ.org or scan that QR code on your screen right now. Welcome back to Secula. We are going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Again, today as we launch our Life and Liberty Drive for the month of March. I know it's a busy month for a lot of you. Headed to spring break next week and the next few weeks for a lot of people in this country. It's a great time to support the work of the ACLJ because all of your gifts are doubled. It's a critical moment and you get your gifts doubled. We are talking about that breaking news item where President Trump says, I don't care really, and the administration saying, right now that deal is off the table with you, Zelensky, after what happened on Friday. Obviously, we know, we've all seen it now a lot of times, as J.D. Vance, President Trump, and Zelensky had a pretty heated conversation. And here's what we know about Zelensky is, as of right now, it doesn't seem like he wants to push forward with any sort of deal that is really involves peace, that involves ending the war. Now, we know President Trump, that's his number one concern, is to end the war. That can easily be spun, by the way. I think we need to be careful. Easily be spun as some pro-Russia, pro-Putin propaganda piece. I think you need to be careful. Separate yourself from that. But here's the deal. This is not the first time President Zelensky has rubbed a president the wrong way. Has been in a moment where all chaos has broken out. It just didn't happen in front of the cameras. It didn't happen in front of the press pool. You may not remember back in 2022, this happened to, I don't know, President Joe Biden after such a big ask and a big gift, essentially, from America to Ukraine. Guess what President Biden, how he felt? He felt that President Zelensky was ungrateful and didn't even say thank you. Have you heard that before? Is that something you've heard before? You know why? Because this is part of global politics. And if you want my proof, we're going to flash it back to NBC back in 2022.
Yeah, that's right, Kate. So in this conversation, President Biden called President Zelensky to tell him about a roughly $1 billion package of additional equipment and weapons for the Ukrainian military coming from the United States. During the course of the call, President Zelensky continued, according to a number of officials who we spoke with who are familiar with the call, President Zelensky continued to talk about the additional equipment and weapons and support that he and his military needed. According to these officials, they said that President Biden finally just got frustrated and lost his temper and told President Zelensky, look, you could be a little bit more grateful. The reason that this story is interesting to us and is something that we are reporting on and officials are speaking to us about is because it shows that all these months ago, President Biden already realized that there was going to be a point where the American people, members of Congress, where people would start potentially pushing back on all these billions and billions of dollars of aid and equipment that the U.S. has been providing to Ukraine. And he knew that the narrative out there needed to be that the Ukrainian people and President Zelensky were grateful for it if this was...
That was a flashback from 2022. You could easily swap out the words Biden with Trump and have almost the exact same conversation. The difference is it wasn't a global crisis.
That's right. I would say it wouldn't be the exact same conversation because whenever you do swap those words out, the narrative and the agenda of the media changes. Sure. You saw people like The New Yorker having writers say this was an ambush. I've never seen something so disgraceful. And you can go down the line of media talking heads that were losing it over this entire thing, that this was not America. This is what people voted for. This is horrible. I can't believe you would do this. You'd embarrass this world leader. And in reality, that their previous president did the exact same thing on a phone call and for the exact same reasons, saying he wasn't grateful, that he was concerned that the American people were going to lose their patience. And what have we seen? All that come to fruition. Zelensky obviously didn't take Biden's caution on this, or it didn't work with President Biden scolding him or losing his temper on a phone call. But when Trump does it, because Zelensky tried to provoke him by starting to relitigate the war and give a history lesson in the Oval Office in front of the cameras, and President Trump and Vice President Vance said, we're not going to take that. They lost their temper. Actually, I thought they played it pretty cool in the way that they were just very forceful in setting the record straight and saying, you need to be more grateful. You're coming in here making more demands, and we're here to talk about something completely different. That meeting could have been very short. Many times those meetings with the world leaders in the Oval Office are fairly short. They say a couple things, the press leaves, and they get down to business. But Zelensky tried to take it and capitalize on the cameras being there, make it a moment for himself to try to get sympathy. And President Trump and J.D. Vance were not going to stand for it. And the fact that the media is having so much outrage peddling going on over the weekend is so shocking, when there's a reason it wasn't front page news everywhere when President Biden lost his temper. That's because it was President Biden. Right. He's allowed to. President Trump can do zero right in the eyes of the U.S. media.
I want to go ahead and take a call. I'd like to go to Bill in Wyoming. He's watching on ACLJ.org, which is a great place to watch, by the way. If you're just listening, you can watch on ACLJ.org as well as YouTube Rumble and on the Salem News Channel. You can also catch us on Facebook and X. Just want to make sure you knew all the options. You can watch us live every day from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern. And part of your donation goes to support this work, and that work is also producing this show. I mean, incredible team here. Dozens of people that work on just this hour each and every day. Thank you, Bill. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I'm letting you know, as soon as I get the money, I'm going to participate in this
appreciate it, Bill.
Event. Anyway, I watched that video, and first thing I thought was, this is really embarrassing. He was acting like a little kid, as far as I can see. And it seems to me, after thinking about it, it sounded like he was thinking, Zelensky was thinking he was talking to Biden again.
Yeah, it certainly felt like a change in tone. But then when you actually go back and look at it, I think the response is that just not how Joe Biden necessarily would respond in front of cameras. Zelensky would actually say pretty similar things. He would make a lot of demands. He would make a lot of demands in front of Congress, in front of the Oscars, or wherever it was he was speaking. We've talked about this, Will, that he has not been afraid to be the world's greatest salesman in that sense. And I'm not saying pro or against here. I'm talking about, if you want to talk about someone who actually goes and advocates for their country and getting the money that they need or they think they need to fight, he does a darn good job at it. He's done it for 3 years on the biggest global stages. He has taken Ukraine from no one knew the name of the president of Ukraine to now we know the whole backstory. We know the family. We know all of the stuff they've gone through. We know how Russia is involved. And now we're seeing, you know, we know why he doesn't wear a suit. We know all of those things. We have been educated. And I have to say, if you're going to say that there is something that can be gleaned from President Zelensky, is he is a salesman for a Ukraine first policy. He goes and makes the ask. He is not afraid to say, hey, give us money, give us support.
That's right. And when you look at his track record, especially with more left-leaning governments, he's done a very good job of it. And he's capitalized on the fact that Russia became an American boogeyman back in 2016 when it came to the Russia hoax. So in many people's minds, there is no greater evil on this planet than Putin and Russia. I think that could be debated. But yes, I think there is a lot of evil that comes out of Russia itself. But once again, coming to the Oval Office and sitting there and making demands and trying to almost talk down to the president of the United States by trying to relitigate the war is not going to be a winning strategy with this president. And it's not like Zelensky hadn't had some sort of relationship with the former Trump administration.
No.
I mean, there's bad blood there because maybe a certain phone call is what led the Democrats in Congress to try to chase down an impeachment hoax.
It was a perfect phone call.
It was great. But so I think that he should at least give himself a history lesson and know some context of what is going on in American politics right now. And I think our former colleague, Tulsi Gabbard, director of national intelligence, she said this on Fox News, and I think it sums up perfectly the way you see him pushing.
I'm clear. This is brand new.
This is brand new. Yeah, correct. This is from just over the weekend. Said this about Zelensky after the meeting. This is by date.
President Zelensky has different aims in mind. He has said that he wants to end this war, but he will only accept an end, apparently, that leads to what he views as Ukraine's victory, even if it comes at an incredibly high cost of potentially World War III or even a nuclear war.
I mean, that is, our friend, former colleague, Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, saying that, someone I trust. But when you hear those things, you don't want to hear World War III or nuclear war coming from the administration. You certainly don't want to hear that in the middle of the Oval Office, because all of a sudden it goes from a media talking point to a real talking point. We've heard the little sort of murmurings of a World War III for decades now. It always seems to be something that people talk about, reference. You got to remember, we got to put some time stamps on everything. We are not all that far away from World War II. It feels like it's a long time away. It feels like that's generations and generations and generations away, under 100 years. You're talking about 80 years since World War II. So it's not like it's impossible. So when you start hearing our world leaders actually start referencing it, whew, get ready. Phone lines are open for you. What do you think? 1-800-684-3110. But look, we got to fight back on a state-by-state basis. We got such an amazing new project that is going to launch today. It launched over the weekend officially, and today on air. It is part of our Life and Liberty Drive. We're going to premiere it here in the next segment, so you want to stay tuned for that. Again, support the work of the ACLJ. All gifts are matched and doubled right now. Whether that's $5, $500, $5,000, do it right now. Welcome back to Secula. You're just joining us now because of that breaking news item about President Trump, Vladimir Zelensky, and shutting down the deal, because now Zelensky says, hey, I want a mineral deal, and the Trump administration saying, not so fast, not until we know there's the end of the war. We're going to get back to that. But today is the launch of the Life and Liberty Drive. Now, if you want to call in about the other topic, I got three lines open. 1-800-684-3110. Or if you feel inspired by this one, I'd love to hear your story. So as you know, if you've been listening to this show for quite a while, last summer I was in Boston, family vacation, was walking around, and outside of our hotel was a small sign, a billboard, if you will, that said something to the effect of, you know, don't go to anti-abortion clinics. Stay away from them. And I look at this, I'm like, what are they talking about? Usually you see very pro-choice ads, but usually not something directed at what we considered to be pro-life pregnancy resource centers. A lot of these are volunteer run by the sweetest people you've ever met. These are organizations that give clothes, they give diapers, they give food, and of course they have a lot of prenatal coverage. And then I look down and I see that it's actually funded by the state, and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, if you will. We do some digging, we find out it's to the tune of millions of dollars. Millions of dollars just for a marketing campaign to try to stop pro-life pregnancy resource centers. There they are, void anti-abortion centers. And it says you're going to be misled. You're going to go in there and they're going to tell you, so stay away from those. And here's a mass.gov website to go to find out. I immediately sent it to our team and said, what can we do? The legal arm took action to see what could happen. But then I said, you know what? The best thing we could do is come up with a incredibly inspiring. If you look at that, sad faces, angry faces, can we come up with an exciting, sweet, compassionate ad campaign to promote pro-life pregnancy centers? And do it where they're doing this campaign. Do it through the state of Massachusetts, primarily in the Boston area. An area that honestly is more pro-life than you'd expect. They may be very liberal, but a lot of these are very liberal, you know, but hardcore Catholic community, big communities of believers. And we said we wanted to raise $500,000 to put on this campaign. And we were able to do that. But look, they've got millions and millions of dollars. And our budget right now is $500,000. But as of this weekend, these ads started hitting the streets, the digital destinations, of the people of Massachusetts. There's one right now. It is our Choice Begins Here campaign. We've been talking about it for months, and I'm so excited to announce that it has launched. And we're going to play you one of the video ads that's going to be running in the area, in the market. You're going to see these ads everywhere, by the way. And if you see them, please tag us, send us, email us pictures. I would love to see them if you're in Massachusetts. I want to see the impact, because here's what we learned. Since their ad campaign, going after what they call anti-abortion centers, but pregnancy resource centers. You want to call them anti-abortion centers? Fine with me. You know, because I don't, you know, we're trying to save all lives here. We're trying to actually give real options. If you're going to give them a choice, how about give them a choice to actually carry this baby? And maybe that's through adoption. Maybe that is through support from the pregnancy resource centers or other great ministries that they could be taken care of. But we learned through all of this that since they launched, the pregnancy resource centers have seen 30% decline in people coming through those doors. You know what we also found out? Equally, same playing field. 30% rise in abortions in the Massachusetts area. So you know what that means? That means their marketing campaign works. So we have to fight back. And I'm going to give you an opportunity right now to support the work of the ACLJ. And I know if it comes in right now, this is why you're supporting. Go to aclj.org/lifeandliberty or just scan the QR code on your screen. Do it right now because it is very important. And if this works here in Massachusetts, we're going to bring this to all the biggest pro-choice, or I like to say pro-abortion states in America, because it is that important. You cannot win over hearts and minds by just the law. We have to take it to the media as well. We have to take it to the people. And I have to say a thank you to the amazing even ads people that we have worked with who are taking the risk of putting these ads up. That's not that easy. You're essentially going against your own state. But I'm very proud and very happy that there are people in that great Commonwealth of Massachusetts who are also standing up. So I want to premiere this first ad. Again, choice begins here. The whole thing, it's kind, it's compassionate, it's inspiring. All the ads, we're going to roll out a new one every day this week. And these ads are all based on true stories that we heard from pro-life pregnancy resource centers, people that have come through their doors. Take a look at the first one. This is Choice Begins Here, and it's because of you.
We didn't know what to do. We had tried and tried.
Yeah, I think we were just considering giving up on having a family.
I wanted to give up. There was no way I was ready to start a family.
Then we thought, wait, maybe there's more than one way to have a family.
But then I went to a pregnancy resource center and they gave me an option I never even thought of. They asked me, have I ever considered adoption?
When the adoption agency called, I was so happy.
I knew I wasn't ready, but I could help a family that was.
I mean, she gave us our miracle.
She gave us our family.
To find a pregnancy resource center near you, go to choicebeginshere.org.
Again, Choice Begins Here is a project of the ACLJ. And I hope you enjoyed that ad. I hope you're inspired and motivated, but understand, we have to come at this at a different point. You can't just fight evil with evil. And that's precisely what we're doing. We are fighting evil with hope, with positivity, with support. That is what these pregnancy resource centers provide. And we've been thankful to work with them for decades. And now we can put our money into this campaign. And by our money, I mean ours collectively. I support the ACLJ. I hope you do too. So I'm going to encourage you right now. We are in this Life and Liberty drive, which means all donations are matched. And I know if it's coming in right now, it is coming in because of your support wanting to see this new campaign, which again, I understand sometimes it's hard for me to sell you on why this is important. But look at the converse. The ad campaign being run by the state of Massachusetts, by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, over the course of the last 7 or 8 months has driven 30% decline in visits to pro-life resource centers and a spike in 30% of abortions. That is not happenstance. That means marketing, media, all these things that I talk about and preach about all the time on this show really matter. And sometimes that's hard because you just want to hear, go to the courts, get the lawsuit taken care of. We do that as well, obviously, here at the ACLJ. We'll do that for you. But sometimes you got to feel motivated. So this is the time to do it. We got a second half hour coming up on this broadcast. And look, we got a 1 minute break. That's all. And in that 1 minute right now, I want to give you the opportunity to support the work of the ACLJ. This is day one of our on-air Life and Liberty Drive. Your donations are doubled. We talk about the law. We've also filed a crucial lawsuit to fight back against taxpayer-funded abortions and pro-life campaigns going, or pro-choice campaigns happening in Massachusetts. So we are taking it to the law as well. And that new media counter campaign, you just saw it. And we're going to roll it out all week because you need to hear about it. Help beat the abortion industry together. Do it right now. Go to aclj.org. Have your gifts doubled. It's going to take a lot more than that $500,000. Be a part of it right now.
Keeping you informed and engaged. Now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. I hope you enjoyed that last segment as we talked about our brand new campaign, Choice Begins Here. We're going to roll that out all week. But of course, we're going to get back to what's going on in the news. And a lot of you are just joining us right now. If you are just joining us on one of those platforms, I'm going to ask you to subscribe. If you're new on YouTube or Rumble or Facebook or X or however you're seeing me right now, if this is the first time you've ever seen me or you haven't done it yet, hit that big subscribe button. No, we appreciate it. Over 467,000 of you are just subscribers to our YouTube channel. Know that grows this organization a lot by having you as part of the team. So if you can't financially give right now, that's a great way to help as well. Phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Need to reset a bit of the topic today, and that is that Vladimir Zelensky, after that heated debate on Friday or conversation or meeting or shout fest, whatever you want to call it, over the weekend said, hey, you know what? Maybe that's just part of business. And I'll sign that minerals deal. Let's do that minerals deal if it doesn't necessarily have some of these restrictions. And President Trump and the Trump administration said, not so fast. That deal is off the table right now. We got to get back to square one. You come again, as President Trump said, come back when you want peace. And here we are, Will.
That's right. So on X, Volodymyr Zelensky put out that he is ready to sign the minerals deal. But it would only be a first step towards security guarantees that the Ukrainians need more than just that. A ceasefire without security guarantees is dangerous for Ukraine. And the Ukrainian people need to know that America is on our side. That is still similar to the type of language that we were hearing, the forceful language, the demands coming from President Zelensky that led to the issue on Friday. As of right now, the Treasury Secretary, who was kind of the architect of the minerals deal, has said that that is not on the table right now for Zelensky to sign because of what happened on Friday, that there needs to be a kind of a reset. We know Hillary Clinton famously had the reset button with the Russians, but what the Treasury Secretary is saying, we need to kind of get back to basics with the Ukrainians, make sure we are all understood before we can move forward with any sort of deal like this, and that the entire purpose of the deal was getting to the security and peace for Ukraine, that by having this economic minerals deal, that intertwines the Ukrainian and American governments more than ever, because there is now teeth in it for the Americans to care. And that if there is revenue for the United States, it can help offset the cost that we have already funneled to the Ukrainians for this war. But that there are building blocks to this to get there. And that was blown up on Friday in the Oval Office when Zelensky decided to take this tone of, I know what's going on, and I am going to explain to you, President of the United States and Vice President of the United States, why you need to show that you care more about Ukraine. To his credit, if you are the president of a country, I think you probably should think you are the center of the universe to some degree, if you are fighting for your country. But you also have to understand diplomacy. You have to understand who you're talking to. You also have to understand the history of the United States. And even, I think, to some degree, going in there and saying, you have to care about us, maybe he should read a litany of history of United States helping fund a country and then leaving them on the curb. Mm-hmm. So maybe having a strong deal of an economic relationship is better for you in the long run than just no strings attached, billions and billions and billions of dollars that then you can be left hung out to dry later.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're about to take a break here, and Rick Grinnell's going to be joining us in the next segment, and I want you to be a part of that as well. We got two lines open, 1-800-684-3110. Bob, Ronald, Jeannie, stay on hold. We're going to get to you coming up after we talk to Rick, and whoever else calls in, hopefully you get to get through. And it's a great time. You're going to hear me say this a lot, but you know what? It's a big launch day. We use your support. I like having a big first day. Be a part of the Life and Liberty Drive. Go to ACLJ.org, scan that QR code, make your donation, because all donations right now are doubled. You heard about our new counter campaign? Billboards, digital, streaming advertising to combat those blatant lies coming from Massachusetts and that smear campaign against our friends who are pro-life pregnancy resource centers. So we've launched our own counter campaign, all through the ACLJ, with your support. And as that abortion industry smear campaign may roll out around the rest of the country, we're going to fight back, and we need to get ahead of them. Let's go to ACLJ.org. Your gifts are doubled. We'll be right back with Rick Grinnell. Seculo, having a little bit of a connection issue with Rick Grinnell, so I'm going to go ahead and jump to some phone calls. Let's go ahead and go to Ronald, who is calling in South Carolina. Watch it on Rumble, one of our favorite free speech platforms. Ronald, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call. Just commenting on the exchange that took place between Zelensky and J.D. Vance and Trump, and the fact is that we only got the heated part of it, but the media did not push it back about a few moments where it led up to that heated part discussion. They left that part out about, like you said, him literally just almost making a threat, coming into the United States, being invited into the United States of America, and then literally trying to have his way in the United States apart from the president.
Yeah, know? Ronald, it seems to always pick up with J.D. Vance. That's always where you have. You have J.D. Vance kind of yelling and screaming, and that's the process that, of course, the media wants you to see. Of course, we flip back just a few years ago. President Biden had the same frustrations. He felt that Zelensky was not grateful. He apparently had a meltdown on him. What they say, lost his cool.
Lost his temper.
Lost his temper. We also have Rick Grinnell now joining us. So I just want to say, hey, Rick, thanks for joining. I'm sure you just heard that last few seconds. I want to get your feedback from the fallout from Friday. Again, this is not uncommon. And I feel like the media wants to pretend that it's not uncommon in business or in any sort of work, or especially global policy, as you know, for things to get heated, for things to get intense. It's maybe not usually played out in front of the cameras, but it's a little bit of a different administration right now. And you got kind of President Trump, the showman. You also have President Zelensky, who's a bit of a showman. So you're going to have these things play out. It's a little refreshing.
Well, from my perspective, this is literally about life and death. You know, we talk a lot about decisions that are not life and death, and we minimize certain decisions when we make them seem bigger than what they are. But I don't think that you can make a more important decision right now in the political world. This is about bringing peace. This is about ending a war. Hundreds of thousands of people have died and are maimed. And we need a president of the United States who is totally focused on peace. Now, look, when you want to focus on peace and you want to reject the status quo of war in Washington, D.C., you're going to take on a whole bunch of people who don't want that. You've got the media who like the idea that that this issue is just black and white. They want to create a king with Zelensky, and they will not even look at anything about the problems in Ukraine, the problems with recruitment, the fact that they are losing. It is very apparent to anyone who is looking at this independently that the Ukrainians are in a terrible position. They need to be able to get this war over with. Donald Trump should be celebrated. We should be talking about the fact that he is on the cusp of a Nobel Peace Prize, because this war that started under Joe Biden, that has escalated hundreds of billions of dollars and no end in sight, is now being talked about with the ceasefire. And I think the frustration that President Trump had is President Zelensky came into the Oval Office and rejected a ceasefire. And we've all been thinking that it was going to be Russia that would reject the ceasefire. Mm-hmm. Now we're seeing that Zelensky is rejecting it. And I think there's a great frustration because, you know, look, the American people don't want to win for Russia. They don't want Putin to win this. But we are now in the position of trying to stop a massively deadly war. And I find it really odd that the Washington types are the ones who are saying, let's not end this. Let's give more arms and more money to Ukrainians so that they can have a continuation of war. How dare they? Because they're not looking at the facts. They're marching Ukrainians into death because they are losing this war. This is just a fact.
It does feel like, Rick, that the world kind of flipped upside down. You know, when you have the very liberal leader of the UK saying we're going to be sending boots on the ground to Ukraine, it's a bit of and it should be an eye-opening moment from everyone worldwide that this is really what's happening here. When you have the President of the United States using terms like World War III in the Oval Office with another world leader, this is not something to joke around about. This is not something that's just, now it gives the media a good distraction piece. it gives people at the Oscars, they don't have to talk about Israel. They can now go on there and talk about Ukraine again. It gives them a bit of relief. But for actual people, when they see the President of the United States in the Oval Office and just the words World War III come out, that should be an eye-opening experience. And now you have Europe coalescing and seemingly instigating that war.
Look, let's talk about Europe and the United States for a little bit. Europe should be at the forefront of stopping this. They should be at the forefront of peace deals. They should not be at the forefront of just demanding more money for war. I feel like all of the capitals of Europe, all of the left and the media in the United States are focused on how much more money can they give to further a war. It's been years since we've been talking about a peace agreement, and President Trump is bringing the subject up. He's saying we got to have peace. When you're the one who stopped the status quo, you're going to get attacked by a whole bunch of people who are benefiting from the status quo. And Washington, D.C. benefits from war, let's be honest. Let's look at Iraq. Let's look at Afghanistan. There is a whole system in place that are rewarded with money when the war operation is in full steam. And President Trump is the one that's saying, I want peace. And I'm going to take the hits on bringing both sides together and demanding that both sides come together with a peace deal.
Well, and Rick, honestly, when the media tries to portray this as upending global order, or this isn't what America is like, this is exactly what the American people voted for. These were promises made and kept by President Trump that he is now playing out. And the fact that a foreign leader would come to the United States and one, be so ill-prepared of knowing who he was talking to, even though they had had many conversations back when he was president the first Trump term. But the fact that you come in, be so ill-prepared, and when the president of the United States is trying to offer something that would actually strengthen the ties between the United States and the Ukrainian people by having an economic plan together, and then the media tries to say, oh, they're just trying to give Ukraine to Russia. There's no logic being used because I feel like they are all benefiting from a continued war. And if Zelensky has his way, there is only one way for it to end. And that's a lot bigger war with potentially nuclear conflict and a lot more death.
Well, let's also be clear about the fact that right before President Zelensky went into the Oval Office, he met with a couple of Democratic senators who have been extremely vocal about not allowing there to be a peace agreement that makes Ukraine give up something. They want to see Ukraine unequivocally win the war. And so what they are saying is we must give them more weaponry and more money. This is what these Democrat senators have been saying for years. And so when Zelensky is with them and he briefs them and he tells them, I'm about to go into the White House with Donald Trump and he's pushing us for a peace deal, these Democratic senators have been on the record with not wanting to have the Ukrainians give anything. They want to give the Ukrainians more money. They don't want the Ukrainians to give up anything. And so I think we need to really look at the motive for the people advising President Zelensky. And let's also remember that the Ukrainian people are the ones that are suffering. They are the ones that are going to benefit from a peace deal, from a ceasefire. They are the ones who want this war to stop more than anyone else in Europe, more than anyone else in the United States.
Rick, thank you so much for joining us. As always, we couldn't have incredible people on the team without your support as an ACLJ donor or ACLJ champions. Where are my champions at right now? You can call in 1-800-684-3110. If you're a champion, that's someone that gives on a monthly recurring basis. You could do that always when you're making your donation, whether it's a one-time gift. You can always click in and become a recurring donor that we call ACLJ champions. A few little fun perks that I throw out there. I don't even think they're officially in the documents, but I like to say it, which is if you call in, tell the phone screener, bump you up to the front. Put a comment. We'll do our best to see it. And of course, you get a special skin on the ACLJ app. If you download the new ACLJ app, it's great. You should do it. But right now, I'm going to ask you to give This is one of our drive months. This is the Life and Liberty Drive here in the month of March. Be a part of it right now. You heard Rick Grinnell again. We were able to bring on, he was a former director of national intelligence. The current director of national intelligence was on this broadcast until she was sworn in. That's the caliber of people we're able to bring in because of your support. So during this Life and Liberty Drive, support the work of the ACLJ. It's real simple. ACLJ.org, all your gifts are doubled. Do it right now. As we head into this last break, we do have one line open at 1-800-684-3110. Because I always like to say, the most important voice in the room is yours, and we're going to hear from you coming up in the next segment. But help us kick off this Life and Liberty Drive on a good note. Start us ahead. ACLJ.org. We'll be right back with your calls. Welcome to Seculo. It's time to hear from you, the callers. You ready? You ready to hear from the callers?
I am.
Let's I think go it's to time. Him. Some have been hold for a long, long time. Bob, you've been hold for half an hour. Know that I appreciate it. Bob, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here. Well, look, I think there's a way back to the original deal. If Zelensky will admit just how fundamentally unserious a person he is and how he basically was like reading off of some television script that threatens World War III in the Oval Office, he ought to admit that he was put up to it by Rubio says there's a foreign minister out there who wants him to actually prolong the war for a year, and then these Democrat senators are saying, oh, we can give you more arms, and the Europeans are talking about we're here to give you all this weaponry, and it's like this guy, there's something wrong with him. He needs Jesus.
Well, Bob, I mean, I think we all need Jesus. So I do agree with you 100% on that point. But especially the way that it was approached. One, it was as though he had forgotten that this wasn't Joe Biden. This wasn't the Biden administration. Even though he had gotten yelled at by Biden before, he clearly still got away with it. And what was different here, as you mentioned, is that he decided to approach this from a position of absolute power almost, and warning, you will feel it here. And in reality, that's not going to win you any favors with President Trump or Vice President Vance. They are dependent on the United States right now for survival because they have been propped up by the United States for survival. And if they want that to continue, then you have to change your negotiating tactics. And you can't go in there with bluster as if you are the moral absolute in this world. When we know that Ukraine has had corruption problems, we've seen that for decades. And he's going to go in there and try to lecture the sitting president of the United States, who they don't have the greatest historic relationship as it is, on what you will feel. How do you ever expect to get the money and the arms and things you need? But as Rick even brought up, there are high-profile senators, Democrat senators that had met with him earlier in the morning. There were accusations that if they are telling you don't agree to this deal, that there could be Logan Act violations.
Hey!
Hey!
That you don't want to violate my act.
Right, where they are trying to conduct U.S. foreign policy when that's not the role of an elected member of the Senate. So there's a lot of mess around this. And the media is making it worse by making it seem like this was such a break from norms and that the Americans should be ashamed of our president. It's just not true. And I think you are going to see a very different way that this plays out in the coming months.
Don't want to violate my act. You'll be in prison for up to 3 years.
It's mainly because people like didn't watch the Royal Rumble or something.
Yeah.
It's like, you know nothing about wrestling. You're straight to jail.
It was the Elimination Chamber this weekend. So how dare you? You don't even know. Let's go ahead and continue on calls. Jeannie's calling from
Jenny.
Jenny. All right. Lots of different ways to spell it. Let's go Jenny in Colorado on line four. You're on the air.
Maybe Jenny. Yeah.
Jenny. Yes.
Sorry. Okay.
All right.
I didn't plan on getting on the phone radio here, but anyway, couple things. The first thing on the
because I'm old. People haven't been around long enough to study what starts wars and what is the history of wars. Anyway, and if they want an armchair quarterback, that, you know, I love the way that President Trump is being very transparent, and people haven't seen that forever.
Yeah, absolutely, Jenny. I appreciate you calling in. I know one of the other things you wanted to talk about was the pro-life movement. Of course, that is something that we're majorly involved in right now with our new campaign, Choice Begins Here. It's part of the ACLJ's launch here in March during Life and Liberty Drive. It's very important to me. It's very personal to me. It's something that my wife and I discovered and said, hey, we have to do something about this. You know what? We took some of the best team. And look, our team has worked for some of the biggest names in media. We're talking about people that came from Disney. We're talking about people that have come from all over media. They've worked in all, NBC everywhere, Fox. All forms of media have come together because they believe in the work of the ACLJ as well. So we're getting the top talent. We can't do that without you, given your support. Because all of this is all funded by ACLJ supporters, not by big sponsors. You may hear sponsors on this radio show. It's not coming to us. It's going to your local station. Yeah, there'll be some little money that'll come in from some YouTube ads. But assure you, that is not enough to pay the bills for what's going on here. It's nice, but it's not enough. Because just the state of Massachusetts has millions of dollars dedicated to their campaign. And we pushed and pushed and raised $500,000, which is amazing. But it can't stop there. That was enough to buy the ads, to place the ads. Now we got to be there and talk about it. I was on some other shows over the week talking about it, and now it's time. Be a part of it right now at ACLJ.org. We're going to take some more calls. Let's go to Anthony, who's calling in New York, watching on YouTube. You're on the air.
Hello. I wanted to make a comment about the meeting with Zelensky and President Trump.
Go ahead.
And I thought it was very good that they showed that the president showed the transparency of the meeting. And I thought it was very disrespectful. Number one, for Zelensky to show up at that meeting, not even with a suit on. Now, somebody accused me on Facebook of trying to change President Zelensky's image. And that is not what I'm trying to do. I believe you're going to the White House, which is the seat of the president, who is the leader of the entire free world, number one. So you could at least be dignified to wear a suit, okay? Everybody there had a suit on, including the reporters, okay? So that was number one. And then number two, when the vice president asked him, did you ever say thank you? Okay, because we've been supporting Ukraine for years now. We've given them billions of dollars in money and military aid. Okay, and I've never heard him say thank you.
Yeah, Anthony, I'm only cutting you off because we are just running out of time. I appreciate your calls and comments. Look, as someone that wears, you know, more casual attire, even on the air today, I have to say that, sure, Zelensky has his reasons. It's part of his gimmick. It's part of his character, to go back to wrestling terms, because he said he's a wartime president. He didn't have time to put on a suit.
Well, yeah, he said, I'll put on a costume when the war is over, the way he said it, which was also kind of a dig.
Yes, kind of a cool line. That said, he's a good marketer. But, I mean, even I put on a suit when I went to the White House. And that says a lot, okay? I'm not doing that for your wedding. I'm only doing that there. Let's go ahead and take one more call really quick. Paul, I like your statement. Go ahead and say it real quick.
Yes, sir. I'll say it very quickly. Eisenhower, when running for president in 1962, said, the best way to win a war is not have one.
Paul,
he said,
yep, go ahead.
At war, nobody wins.
Paul, I think a lot of us feel that way. And I'm actually totally fine with sort of that Quaker mentality of saying, you know what? I believe in abolishment of all war. That's great. Now, is it realistic right now? No. But it's a great thought process. And look, if you have a president that's pushing towards peace, that's why we put sort of those Avengers together, the Tulsi Gabbards and those who are, by the way, incredible military leaders, but are not for the bloodshed of human beings. So I appreciate it. And speaking of that, you need to be part of our Life and Liberty Drive. We launched today. Help us launch with just a gigantic debt. You've heard about the amazing work we're doing. I need you right now. Scan the QR code, ACLJ.org. Do it today. Do it right now as we're heading off the air. I want to come back tomorrow and say we had the biggest Monday launch we've ever had. I can do that with you. Go to ACLJ.org right now.